This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Marty Smith is with us from ESPN. He is in Lexington for basketball tonight. Hello, Marty. How are you?
I am well, gentlemen. I don't know if I've talked to you during the new year, so happy new year.
Yeah, you too, man.
New decade.
It's been a little bit.
Does young Marty Smith, sportscaster, get to sneak onto the Rupp Arena floor and take a shot or two?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm going to have to, during shoot around, I'll get my Uncle Rico on, and I'll go out there with a headband, get some shots up. You know, I'm sure that'll impress Calipari.
We were talking random celebrity sightings. What about for you in a non-working capacity?
Like one that kind of made me double take?
Yeah. Because you've met a lot of celebrities in the line of work, but just outside the line of work, just Marty Smith being Marty Smith.
All right. I think it was 03. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game was in Chicago. And the NASCAR race was in Chicago at the same time. And so my buddies and I went to the All-Star Game. And I think it was the Home Run Derby. I don't remember. But all I can tell you is we'd been tuned up pretty good, and we were walking down the sidewalk. And Barry Bonds just randomly walks by. And I was so befuddled that he was just standing there on the sidewalk that as he walked by, I just kind of pirouetted. You know, I had a buzz, so I just kind of sat there and watched Barry Bonds, a human being. So that's one. I can't think of many others.
In your book, Never Settle, your first meeting with Eric Church, you were not really the Marty Smith we know now. You were not nationwide at that point, right? The first time you met Eric Church on his bus after a concert at a random bar, you were not worldwide leader yet, right?
No, but I had sought that out, right? So I don't know that I consider that in the same vein as random celebrity sighting.
Okay.
But yeah, that was a moment that changed both our lives. He's done all right for himself.
I'd say. Marty Smith is with us. At Marty Smith ESPN, Never Settle is the book. He's with us on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline, another new thing in the new year. The hotline's, it's always different, Marty. Bud Light Seltzer Hotline now.
What do y'all think about Bud Light Seltzer? I guess they're a sponsor, so you're probably very impressed with them.
Well, they've got three flavors, Marty: strawberry, mango, or black cherry. It's also only 100 calories, 2 carbs, and gluten-free.
But I will tell you, my dad is, he's Dale Earnhardt, the original. He liked NASCAR before, the Intimidator left it. And he's a Bud heavy guy. He doesn't believe in Bud Light. And this one may have been his tipping point. He was like, are you telling me that the great Budweiser not only has Bud Light now, it's got seltzer water? I said, Dad, you got to give it a try on a hot summer day. It tastes good. And
how old's your dad?
My dad is, he's up there. He's 70-something now, yes.
What a beast.
Yeah. He's still Bud heavy.
The seltzer phenomenon is very intriguing to me because what they've done is they have completely circled the wagons on the ladies' demographic.
Yep.
And it's brilliant. But it's interesting to see how, like, Budweiser, all right? Budweiser has fallen in line on this trend. And now there's Bud Light Seltzer. There's Natty Light. There's all those Natty Light flavors, too, right?
Yep.
Is there, like, lemonade Natty Light or something?
I think so, yeah.
One tastes like a fuzzy navel.
There are some good old boys with skull rings, just they're rolling over.
Well, everybody likes making a dollar, Marty. That's what it boils down to.
I ain't hating.
Yeah?
Shoot, hand me one. I'm good.
So you spent the entire season, I'm sure it seems like more than that, on the road with college football. And you got to watch LSU a lot. The immediate discussion we had, is this the greatest team of all time? And you being a Virginia Tech guy, you got to see that 01 Miami team up close and personal. That one is in there, 95 Nebraska. I think those are the teams from our lifetime that most people point to. But you saw this LSU team. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's human nature to be prisoners of the moment.
Sure.
And so it's really hard, in my opinion, to compare eras. We always try to do this in auto racing, and we try to do it often when a team is that good. We did it last year with Clemson. At least some of my friends did. It's really difficult because of the way that the game has evolved. Back when that Miami team, with gracious sakes, the amount of talent. I think this is accurate, but I'm pretty sure that some of the, Sean Taylor and some of the greatest players of all time were like special teams guys. And so it's hard to, with the way the game evolves and changes, it's hard to compare them. But I do know this. I know that LSU was elite, not just good. They were elite at almost every offensive position. And once Grant Delpit got healthy defensively, I'm sure you guys were critical of them defensively, Dave Aranda and that group early in the season. We certainly were on all of our ESPN platforms. They have a great offense, but unless they shore up this defense, it's going to be difficult to run the table. Well, when Grant Delpit sat out, I think it was the Arkansas game, because he had hurt his ankle against Auburn. He hadn't been right really all year, and then he sat out a game. And when he came back, we were a completely different unit, whether that's because he was healthy, whether that's because he was hungrier, I don't know. But once they beat the brakes off of A&M, they beat the brakes off of Georgia in the SEC championship game, they ran through Oklahoma in record fashion, and of course, beat Clemson rather handily. Certainly in the second half of the national championship game. And so, by all means, they're in the conversation. And, you got a Heisman winner. You have this native son head coach who so perfectly exemplifies the passion for the culture down there. He lives the culture. He is the culture. And so it was just this amazing story and this amazing confluence of events that we, and attributes that we appreciate as people. Don't forget your roots. I mean, what Joe Burrow said during the Heisman speech will live forever. And because it was one of those moments where he took a few seconds, he took 90 seconds of his, the most amazing individual moment of his life, and he gave it back home. And we saw what happened in the aftermath of that. Jen Latta, my colleague, did a really good story about that Ohio food bank. So there's just a lot of really cool attributes about that team, which also heightens our opinion of that team. They also won nearly every individual award you can. So, yes, by all means, they're in the conversation. Are they the greatest if they lined up against 0-1 Miami? I don't know, but, man, I sure would love to see it. How fun would that be?
I never envisioned Patrick Mahomes doing the things he's doing right now, but he went to a really good organization in Kansas City. Joe Burrow going number one overall to Cincinnati. How do you think that plays out?
It would be really tough. He's such a unique person, and he's such a well-studied player. And look, I don't think – I agree with you about Pat Mahomes. I didn't see it. I just didn't see it. And he's phenomenally talented, and not just his physical ability, but his – to see what's coming and adjust, his leadership principles and ability. I saw a story that I had not heard before, that last year after they beat the Patriots, Tom Brady was actually requested to go see, I guess maybe the Patriots beat them, I don't remember. They were playing the Patriots, and Brady had requested to go see Mahomes and have a conversation with him, and let him know just how amazingly talented he is and how much respect he has for him. So I never really saw that coming either. And with Joe Burrow, I've known Joe Burrow since he was a freshman at Ohio State. And I don't think anybody outside of their living room knew that this was possible. And a lot of people, I think, within the LSU organization will kind of tell you that they saw the glimpses and whatnot, but he was a game manager last year, man. And then Joe Brady comes to New Orleans and teams up with Ensminger, and they hand him this wide open offense. And they also, not only did they open up that playbook that way with as Coach O called it, basketball on grass spread offense, They also said, it's your offense. We know that you are well-studied enough. We know that your football IQ, as it were, is so lofty that you can run the play that you deem appropriate. And I saw more times than I can count this year when he actually checked into a play that resulted in a touchdown, typically for one of those wide receivers. And oftentimes it's because he wanted to get that specific guy a touchdown. He's just really smart. So I say all that to say if he went to the Bengals, it would be a challenge. It would be a real challenge for him. And I'll be interested to see kind of how that unfolds. He's going to go really high in the draft, regardless of where it is. So you have to believe he's not going to the greatest of organizations currently, the greatest of teams immediately. But I live in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Joe Brady's there now, so I wouldn't mind a bit to see that happen.
Absolutely. Marty Smith's with us. Before you go, Marty, several of our listeners have sent pictures of them with Marty Smith as their best celebrity encounter, and I know you're thankful of that. Tom says...
Very grateful.
Yeah. Tom says he met Evel Knievel back in the day at a hotel, and I instantly thought how exciting it would have been to have Marty Smith, if Evel Knievel were in this time, embedded with Evel Knievel before a jump.
Man.
How exciting that coverage would have been for you.
Man, I would have loved it. Now, I don't know. I would have probably hopped on the back of that bike and let him jump me over some school buses. But, I mean, we did some really stupid things in Parrisburg, and jumping dirt bikes was on the list. But I don't think I want to jump over Caesar's Palace or whatever the crazy mess he did was. What an animal, dude. I mean, think how broken his body. I mean, I can't imagine. I'm sure in some book somewhere that he wrote, it probably chronicles the number of broken bones.
Everyone in his body.
Everyone in his body at one point.
Every
yep.
bone.
Yep.
Yeah, obviously not all at one
time.
Yeah,
you need to see the documentary on him. It's called Something Evil.
Pure Evil?
Pure Evil. It's really, really good, though, Marty.
All right, I'm on it. I'm going to find it. Yeah, I admire his fortitude because I don't like pain a whole lot. I'm not too big into getting hurt. And if everything I had was broken, I mean, I remember that one wreck where he kind of goes over the handlebars and all of a sudden he looks like a rag doll because all of his stuff is broke.
Yep.
I mean, no thanks.
Yeah, I'll pass on that.
Being evil.
All right, being evil.
Being evil.
Yep. All right, he is Marty Smith.
What would be a better title, that or is Pure Evil?
I don't know. Pure Evil might be better.
Hey, but when he jumps the Snake River in the rocket,
yeah,
he didn't want to do it. He thought he was going to die. You got to see it, Marty. It's really good.
All right, being evil. All right, I'm on it.
Yep, Marty will be watching that tonight. You'll be watching Marty at Kentucky, Georgia at Kentucky, 6 o'clock ESPN. Marty, thank you, brother. Have fun.
Appreciate it, boys. Be good.
All right, buddy. We'll see you. Marty Smith with us on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline. At your favorite retailer now in three flavors, strawberry, mango, or black cherry, only 100 calories, 2 carbs, and gluten-free.